Hello and welcome to episode 33 of Toxic Tea Podcast.
Not my job.
My name is Aaron. I'm your co-host.
And I'm Ashley. We're still married. I don't know what episode this is.
I think it's 33.
Only listened to one.
Yeah.
Best episode we've ever done.
You know what I was thinking? Well, we can talk offline about this, but doing more solo episodes, like
you
and I do one each.
I am not going to sit here and make any promises.
You don't think you'd be good at a solo episode?
No.
Really?
At all.
I think,
I'd be like, okay, bye.
No, but if you had a topic that you were going to talk about.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd be good at talking to myself, but also maybe I would.
No, I think you really would, because let's say you just were going to go on the Roman Empire topic.
I don't have much to say.
Ashley, yes, you do.
Okay, I do.
Like, you don't give yourself enough credit.
I guess. I don't know if I'm like dying to do solo episodes. I'm down for you. As I said, it's the best episode we've ever done.
No, but it's check more the numbers. So if we did a Patreon.
Oh, here we go.
You know,
yeah.
But we don't know. Let us know if you want that.
Yeah, let us know if you want.
If you are like, fuck no more solo episodes. It would just be if you want to be a Patreon member.
Yeah, I don't. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're gone, since you travel a lot, I'm like.
I'm done traveling.
Oh. But you're also busy on the weekends.
Yeah. She works the weekends. He wasn't with me.
Yeah.
So she works the
weekends. How was your trip this weekend?
It was great. I love LA.
I love LA.
Such a good bop. Yeah, I love LA. It's like my second home. So I feel like I just always, I feel comfortable there.
Fight on.
Fight on forever. I went back to campus this weekend.
You got me a cute hat. Thank you.
I got her cute hat with the little fight on little peace sign.
I love the Lulu collab.
But like, also if people do that to you in public, you need to.
No.
Like, don't freak out and not do it back.
No.
It's embarrassing.
There's been so many times. Embarrassing. Because I always wear your. There's like a few sweatshirts I'm obsessed with, I just wear a lot of your like shirts,
of course,
and or the USC things that we have in the house. And I still remember to this day the first time someone did it to me, and I fucking panicked and froze. Froze. I didn't even smile. I stopped walking.
They could smell that you weren't a real Trojan.
Like, I was confused. I was frozen, and then it hit me after that. I was like, oh.
It's just a simple peace sign back. It's a simple fight on.
Because
that's what we do.
I felt like a fraud.
Yeah. Back to me being on campus. I was
just walking around campus. It was sunny out.
780 degrees.
Yeah. Perfect. If you ask me.
Perfect walking weather. So I was just walking around campus, and I was just looking at all the girlies and the little frat boys, and they were just walking around. And I was like, this was me 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these were some of my best years.
Sure.
As far as just like no responsibility, really.
Yeah.
I was playing basketball, going to class.
That's all you had to do, really.
It was incredible. I didn't even have to cook, really.
No.
It's like we had food, you know?
Yeah.
I was walking by some of the buildings, and I was like, I can't believe I went to school here. I was telling somebody that at the basketball gym because they were asking me, and I was like, I think I was telling my friend Haley. Old teammate Haley. I was just like walking, and I was like, I can't believe I went to school here.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it really does trip me out because I am biased, but SC is mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Like, catch yourself on campus on a sunny day, like during football season, especially when our team is good.
Yeah.
Catch us on a sunny Saturday for a tailgate. It's one of the best places to be.
Yeah.
And I'll die on that hill.
Yeah.
Then I went to basketball practice. I went to their team practice. And I love the staff that's there. I was telling them, I feel like it's like the first staff that's been back since my staff where I feel like welcome.
Yeah.
As far as just like, I feel like they actually care about alumni, which
that's
is
nice.
Like, we've talked about that before. It's like really hard when you go to a school, you put so much like just like blood, sweat, tears, literal blood, sweat and tears
literally.
Into a school. And then your coach leaves or, you know, moves on, gets fired, whatever it is. And then it's like, that's not really like my program anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know them like that, but that's the one thing that like connects you to the school.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, yeah, it felt good to be back. The girls are girlying.
Yeah.
They look pretty good.
The team,
it looked, was fun. I met all, yeah, they had like, I think two new coaches. I just walked around Galen. They're taking down the big posters of us. So an era is dying. They already took the Lisa Leslie one down. I was like, I wonder why.
What
they
are
didn't.
They going to do with it?
They're going to replace it with like newer players, as they should. Those have been up for 11 years. and they went up my senior year.
Do we get to keep it?
And I'm going to ask. I'm going to fucking text them and be like, let me know if you need me to keep that 200 foot.
Let's put it on the side of our next house.
I will. I will.
That would be so funny.
I'll put that bitch up in Legends. And like,
no, I want it on our house.
Okay, fine. Deal.
You know how like I'm going to text Lindsay.
I'm going to text Lindsay and be like, what's good with the big ass poster of me?
Yeah.
Everybody was laughing because.
That would be cool in your gym too.
It would be dope.
But cooler on our house.
On the side of the house, of course. No, everybody was dying because Lindsay, we like met in the circle. Their video coordinator just got a job with the Washington Wizards. And so they were like celebrating him, giving him cookies. It was so cute.
Dope.
And then she was like, and this is Ashley. She went to school here. And she like pointed up. She was like, that's her going up for a layup. And she like knew the other player. I had no idea who it was that was guarding me. Some UCLA Bruin.
Dead.
And she was like, I bet you finished that too. And they were like, wait, all the girls were like, that's you? And I was like, okay, ease up. First of all, they didn't think it looked like me at all. And I was like, well, they could have chose a better picture. We'll put it on social.
But it's not that it doesn't look like you.
They were like, is that you? And I was like, of course that's me. Number 24. I have on two different shoes because I had a heel issue. And I have a ponytail because it was ponytails.
Oh, maybe because it was ponytail.
It was ponytails on game days, though. It's a formal event.
Maybe it was because you had a ponytail, I guess.
Yeah, they were all stunned. They were like, we never knew that was you. And I was like, well, surprise.
Yeah.
I'm glad everybody's finding out the week it's coming down.
Right.
And they
it's
started
a little late.
They like started dying. I was like, it feels good to sometimes be funny in other places.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're saying like you're just doing bits.
I'm doing bits. I'm doing bits on the road.
Yeah.
I'm testing out my what's it called? I'm testing out my, why can't I ever think when we start recording?
You're testing out your
material. Oh my God. I'm testing out my material. Yeah. But yeah, going to practice is great. I met up with one of my teammates. We had dinner for 5 hours.
That's cool.
We talked for 5 hours. I don't know the last time I sat at dinner with someone and talked to them for 5 hours.
Does she listen to our podcast?
She asked about it. I don't know if she listens to it. Honestly, Haley, if you do listen to this episode, she's a Joe Rogan girl.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is her type of podcast.
Actually, I think it's exactly the type.
Hey, she might need it.
If we don't scream Joe Rogan.
Yeah. If we're not, you know what? Tell us you listen to our podcast without telling us you listen to our podcast. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, spent 5 hours with her. It was great to catch up. We went to this amazing taco place, fire. Then we had camp at Long Beach. And Long Beach is one of my favorite cities in California.
Mm.
Some people might disagree. I don't really care. It's my opinion. It's not yours.
Mm.
I love Long Beach.
Why?
I just love it. It's a little bit chiller. The beach, the promenade. I love everything about Long Beach. It's just not, like, Santa Monica to me is kind of grimy a little bit sometimes, but also like kind of stuck up sometimes.
Okay.
Like I feel like you could see a bum pooping on a corner, but also like my favorite sushi restaurant is there and it's quite nice.
So are you talking about Long Beach?
Santa Monica. Oh, okay. Now I'm confusing everyone. Santa Monica, I feel like you could see everything there.
Okay.
Bums peeing on the corner, but also fancy restaurants.
Okay.
Long Beach is a little bit more beach vibes, chill vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more like down that. To earth vibes. Hmm. I think the people of California kept saying it's up and coming. It's like, it's been there, you know?
Yeah.
It was a great weekend though. It was great. I love LA.
Yeah.
I love LA.
Well, I'm glad you had fun going to USC. The last time I was there with you, well, you've taken me there a couple of times, but we went to a football game once and that was really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I got the experience of like tailgating, going to... we went to the bookstore, we went to the Trader Joe's on campus.
You kicked the pole when we were walking to the game.
Oh yeah, all the little tings.
It's called tradition.
It's a really nice campus. Obviously you guys know my favorite movie, Love and Basketball.
As soon as I got on campus, I sent her a picture and I was like, this is where the scene is where they guys, Webby's having like tummy issues, so we might have to pause to go give her a pause.
Okay, we are back.
Duty called.
But poor not baby. Really.
No.
Her stomach is upset.
She has like a sensitive stomach.
I know.
Poor baby. Her stomach is making the loudest noises this morning.
No, the loudest.
Poor baby.
So if
we have to pause again, it is what it is.
We're
mom's first. I don't want to hear it. That's my angel.
That's my baby.
That's all I had about
basketball.
It. Period. Love and Basketball
best
is
movie.
SC. It's top tier.
Yeah, it's iconic.
It's the best. I love walking around.
Q quit.
I love walking around campus and going to all the places where they shot stuff. It's just like
Because hasn't there been a lot of movies filmed there?
Legally general? Blonde? Yeah. It's supposed to be Harvard. It's not. It's
yeah, it was like,
it's
wait
a better
sec.
University.
Why didn't they just film it at Harvard then?
Because it in LA.
I know, but like, when, like, that's just, like, dumb.
Of course.
It's just dumb.
The
do better.
The movie universe is dumb sometimes.
Do better.
They'll be like, oh, this is, like, I don't have a good example. I don't have a good example.
I know what you mean.
But, like, yeah, they'll be like, oh, we're, I can't say, like, underwater or in outer space, because, like, what's his name who does Avatar really does make his actors go underwater. Like, it's
James
insane.
Cameron?
He's insane.
Isn't he? So he is the one who did Titanic and Avatar, right?
Yeah.
He loves long movies.
He loves a long feature.
Did we ever see...
Multi-part.
Did we ever see the other Avatar?
We haven't. I would, though. Yeah. I would love to. I thought the first Avatar was pretty good.
And I can't remember.
It's just so creative.
I feel like we were so young when it came out.
We were young. I do feel
when
like...
When we were
God damn it. Not this being a karaoke episode. I do feel like it's probably really good. Isn't there two more Avatars coming out too?
Oh, see, I was gonna, yeah, I didn't want to sound dumb by saying like there's probably already like four out right now.
No, I'm pretty sure that it's like they have like a three part, it's like a three movie series or something.
Yeah.
Like they're already shooting the next two, or like they've been shooting for like years. 10 years or something. They all had to do like crazy underwater training.
Oh really?
Yeah, like I'm being dead ass. He made them like go underwater and do shit. Look it up.
It would be so cool to be cast in a series.
That
like a good series, obviously.
The dream. Like the so they were I was thinking about like 10 years ago it wasn't good to be on like a TV show series. It was like, "Oh, right. You're kind of like falling out. You're no longer a movie star. You're just a TV star." Mm-hmm. But now it's like
all the movie stars want
to
be on TV.
Yeah, like I would kill to be on a Netflix special.
Right.
Kill.
Yeah.
As an actor, not me, like personally. I would though.
Well, especially too with all these strikes.
It's, yeah.
You know, going to be interesting to see what happens.
It is going to be interesting to see what happens. I saw, I feel like there's just going to be a ton more comedy specials, like things that don't have
did you
any
see rubs. That Heather McMahon?
I did.
I'm so happy for her.
Can't wait. Me too.
You guys should all watch it. Her comedy special is coming out on Netflix.
October 17th,
Heather
I think.
McMahon.
She's actually funny as fuck.
I actually have a lot to talk about with comedy specials. That was in my notes
Let's
today.
Just dive in then.
It's a good segue.
Let's dive in.
Okay. I if
really quick, do we have any write-ins today?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And write us in at toxicpodcasts@gmail.com or... We have an anonymous submission links in our bio on Instagram.
We need to get like a landing page website or something.
I know. I
add it to the list.
It was that's what I was trying to decide when I made that landing page or when I made that submission. And I just decided to just do a link because
I like that.
It was like, I didn't feel like making a whole website yet. We will eventually.
No, it's just add it to the list. It'll be there.
Someone I met recently was like, so you have a podcast, like what's the point? Like, is this for business or is this for fun? I was like, it's a lifestyle.
It is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Like it chose me and you. It's not like it's like a job or we're not trying to like get rich off this, even though it would be nice, but like, it's just a lifestyle.
I have had multiple people, how do you monetize it? And I'm like, we don't like, we're just here to have the same conversations that you and I would be having if we were at breakfast right now.
That's what
I wish we were at breakfast right now.
I know.
But we're here.
We haven't had a date night.
I know.
Can you stop working so much?
Look, we're working towards things.
Goals.
We have goals. We have things we want to do.
I know. We like nice things.
We do like nice things, so we have to work hard for them.
Can't wait to go back to Italy.
I cannot fucking wait.
Anyway, okay, so... I am in my era of TV now. Like, now that summer is over.
Yeah, she's locked in.
And it's starting to get dark a little bit earlier now. You're going to get shows again.
We're back on our show wrecks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not out frolicking until 10 p.m. every night.
I still only have one show wreck, and it's Suits. Sorry. I'm on
Did
the...
Did you finish it?
I have the last two episodes to go. And wow. I've been really saving them until I'm like...
So people really love Suits.
I've
been hearing a lot about it.
It's so good.
Like on so many different podcasts.
It's so good. And again, this is my second time watching it through. So I'm not a bandwagon fan. I've been on this wagon.
I can confirm.
I've been on this wagon. I'm not going to lie. The last season sucks because Meghan Markle's not in it.
Oh.
She's like getting married.
Yikes. Didn't they all go to the wedding?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's how you know. It's just a good show.
Are they going to come back?
I don't know. She's going to start acting again. So we'll see. If Suits came out again, here's the thing. Every episode is the same. Mm-hmm. I love it. Every time somebody walks into someone else's office, they're like, Donna, unless it's really important, I don't have time for this. And she's like, well, you better make time. And then it's like this big dramatic thing about how somebody's attacking them. And it's like, I could watch this shit all day.
Yeah.
I can watch Harvey do the same things every episode. I can watch Donna do the same things every episode. Lewis Litt, you just got lit up.
Is that what he said?
That's his tagline. He puts it on coffee cups. He's the shit.
I like that.
He's having a baby now. Like, there's just like so many things that come together and you're like, this is spoiler alert. And like, fuck you if that's a spoiler alert. It's been out for 15 years. Yeah, there's just like, it's a beautiful show.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful show with beautiful people.
Okay.
But Meghan Markle not being the last season is detrimental.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Go on to more relevant TV shows though. Go ahead.
No, I feel like that's very relevant. Stay over there, Waffles, please.
He's ready to jump on the laptop.
Lay down. Okay. So I've watched a lot of stand up recently. The Michelle Wolf.
I want to watch
that
one.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah. I want to watch her special.
The redhead?
Yeah.
Okay. She's really funny. She's been around forever. But it's kind of like I think there's three parts to it.
Is she the lady from American Pie?
No.
Ooh, I'm thinking of it. You know what I'm thinking of? She looks like the caterpillar in...
Oh. You're thinking of the girl from Orange is the New Black.
Yes,
AKA
American
Pie. But they do look
a
lot alike.
Yeah. She also looks like the caterpillar from, what's it called?
Labyrinth.
Yes.
Yes.
I need to look Michelle Wolf up. Go ahead.
Yeah, look Michelle Wolf up. You'll know who she is. She's been around forever. She has like a distinct voice. That's kind of how she's known.
What's her name? Michelle what?
Wolf. Okay. She has a three-part series out on Netflix, but I watched the first two parts. And the first part is all about gays and lesbians. And the second part is all about the Me Too movement. And like, she has the funniest takes. Like, the funniest takes. Basically, she's talking about how gay guys are so loud and they'll tell you basically you're ugly, and then she's like, that's why you're so ugly, and then she's like, that's my best friend.
No, literally.
And then she's talking about lesbians and how they're always like, we need more of them because they would know how to fix our society,
of course.
And she was like, what did she say?
The spreadsheets would be elite.
She wrote this one line. She said, how cool is it that you get to be a wife and have a wife? She was like, how efficient.
No, it is. Efficiency is like, if there was one word to describe lesbian couples, it's efficient.
Efficient. That's what she said. Fuck. She was like, I wish I would have known lesbians like when I was younger, and instead of getting made fun of, they would have been like, here, you can help us. We're going to fix society together.
Band together.
And then she talks about how so many women get murdered, and like 90% are from people. It's like some facts. She was like, she looked up the facts. It's like 90% is from people that, like, a man murders from, God, let me start over. 90% of women get murdered from somebody they know, like a male they know.
Sketchy.
And then I think it was like,
can't trust anybody.
I think it was like 50 or something, 50 or 60%, I think, was from their, like, husband or loved one. And so she was like, talking about how she has because if someone breaks into their house, she's like, with lesbians, like, who decides who goes down? Because she's like, I know two gay guys. They're both going down to, like, invite them to come upstairs.
Yeah, they're like, just come up.
And then she's like, if I have a husband, it's like, okay, you're protecting me from what? You?
Literally.
From you killing me. But no, I was actually dying at that part. And then the Me Too movement, she had so many funny takes on it. So I really was like cracking up by myself.
I'm down for more comedies. Like, I really enjoy watching a comedy show.
Me too. I always put it on in the background.
Yeah. The past few years we've been on our like going to comedy show shit.
Yeah.
We've been to quite a few.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of our favorite people live.
Michelle Wolf is coming to Portland. I already looked it up.
I want to go.
In December. So I would go.
I want to go to the other one that we talked about as well.
Yes. So let's talk about that. Jared Fried.
I want to go to his show in Portland. Don't buy all the tickets.
His was on Netflix too, right?
Yeah.
I forget what his was called.
You guys, go buy tickets, but leave too.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off.
Jared Fried has like so many he has a couple podcasts, I think.
I think he has two podcasts, and he's always on other people's shit.
He's always, you've probably heard him. He's he's really well known, but his stand-up, I think it was the hardest I'd ever laughed at a stand-up.
It was one of the funnier ones I've ever seen too.
So funny.
Very relatable.
The part that...
What's it called? 37 and single?
Oh, maybe that's what it's called.
I think it's 37 and single.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I was like, I don't remember the
name. 37 and single.
The part about the icks was sending me because it's so true that women get the icks about males so easily.
And that'll turn them off right away. Like, they're like, I'm not having sex with you. Like, I'm not doing this.
The ones he listed, well, versus like, okay, and he was saying guys don't get icks about girls.
He's like, we might get an ick, but that's not going to stop us from having sex with you. Like, yeah. That's never going to be a deterring factor.
I was like, that is so true.
Yeah, like, one of the examples is like one classic example, guys wearing flip-flops with jeans. Ick.
Or like a guy sat cross-legged at the
crisscross
park.
Crisscross applesauce.
I mean,
yeah.
Or one, he said, this one sent me, but he was doing the heart hands to it when they went to a concert together. He was doing the heart hands to the band the whole time. Yeah. Ick.
Ick. And yeah, like that'll turn a girl off right away, but like guys don't like have that.
Or the guy who couldn't merge into traffic. But I was thinking about
it. You know
how
I feel about that.
I'm like, no, that was me when I was dating guys. Like I would get the smallest ick about something. And it's because they look like it's like embarrassing. It's like you are seeing them in an embarrassing way.
You know what? And we've talked about this before. You know what will give me the ick about a guy, and not even in a sexual way, to be like, I can't be friends with you, is if a guy goes to shoot a basketball and like their back, like a leg goes up, or like they like don't do it right. And I'm like, ick.
I talked about that a lot with my friend Allie this weekend because I'm always asking about her dating life. And she was talking to me. One of the biggest icks we were saying is if a guy tries to act like he can like play basketball, like that always used to happen to women basketball players. A guy maybe on like a football team or a different sport would like come into the gym and then they chew. It'd be horrible. Instant turn off. Like I can't look at you the same.
Like, okay. At SC, this would happen all the time. I feel like basketball is a sport everyone feels they can play at all ages.
Especially, males feel they can play.
Everybody feels like, oh, I could do that. Like, it looks easy or like whatever. But like, not all of us can play football or not all of us can hit 100-mile-per-hour fastball. But like,
girls wouldn't go into a gym acting like they can play basketball.
Of course we wouldn't. I remember at SC, like a couple times, there'd be like, you know, like a guy who's going to go to the NFL in less than 6 months.
Yeah.
And he would shoot a three and I'd be like, sick. Or like they'd go up to dunk and it just like doesn't look good and you're like, gross.
No,
basketball players have swag. Hoopers have swag.
Yeah, period.
You go stay to catching the football.
Period.
If you want a wife, don't ever shoot it again.
Ew, I just remember this one guy, he shot it and it like hit the back of the backboard and I was like, literally, I think that's when I turned gay.
Yeah, you're like, dinner's canceled.
I'm gay. And I hadn't even met you yet. Well, I had met you, but I hadn't even known.
Because we're high school sweethearts.
But I hadn't even known. And I was like, I'm gay.
No, it's done. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's sick. Let them like just kick. Like, have you ever seen a guy kick their back leg up when they shoot?
Of course.
Like, actually, it's too much.
No. Do you think it's okay? I was thinking because the ones he was listing, like not being able to merge into traffic, sitting crisscross applesauce, it's like they're not like masculine almost.
It's something like that. It's something just like, oh,
yes.
Or like, I guess it's when like, okay, this is what it is. It's when really like, quote, masculine guys.
Yeah.
So like I'm literally thinking of like football players, like, you know, people that do just masculinity.
Yeah.
And then they do something and it like eliminates all their masculinity, but that is their identity, is their masculinity, like, ick.
Yeah, it's like women sometimes, if that's what they're really attracted to and then they see you in a different light,
it's like, oh, that's all gone now.
Yes,
you're not like this tough masculine guy anymore. You're the guy who sat crisscross applesauce with his jeans and flip-flops on.
Yes.
And that's done.
And it's crazy how girls can make up their mind in an instant, in 1 second.
And that's it. I did like how in his stand-up he was like, one person's ick is another person's like love or whatever. A husband. Yeah. One person's ick is another person's husband. And it is true.
Yeah.
Cause we talk about this a lot, how everybody does weird shit.
Yeah.
Like me and you both do weird things.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't bug us or it doesn't bother you. It doesn't like turn you off or it doesn't like give you the ick. It's just like, I like it.
Well, especially, you know? Well, if you get to the point where you're like in love with somebody, those little icks are like your favorite
thing. They're so fucking funny.
Yeah, they're your favorite thing. But when you're like dating and you don't really know the person well,
yeah,
you're like looking maybe it was just me. Like, I felt like I was like always looking like, oh, what's gonna.
Yeah. It's hard when you're dating somebody. You can't like be your true self.
No, it's exhausting.
You can't be your true self. You can't do shit that you normally do.
That's why I like also in a special, because a lot of it is about dating, where he's talking about how he wishes he could just be more realistic on his like
on his Hinge profile. Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I like to wake up in the morning and scroll on my phone. And then
I like to put something on the TV at night and put go on TikTok and it's phone, TV, phone, TV, phone, TV. He's like, how do I relay those messages to someone? Like, I don't enjoy going out. I don't enjoy doing this.
I don't want
to
work out in the morning.
I just sound, he's like, I sound boring. Yeah. Or like, I sound lazy. And he's like, but a lot. And everybody's like, no, that is realistic though. Everybody likes doing that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't wake up and scroll on their phone?
Yeah.
Who doesn't sit on the couch and not watch what they're watching?
Yeah. I was also telling my friend Allie, because she and I are very, very similar. Both Geminis, shout out.
Yes.
But she is like the most unique girl. Like, she has such a good personality. She's stunning. She's smart. Like, she's athletic. She's all these things. And so for her, I'm always telling her, I'm like, you're going to date a very unique guy. Like, I already know you're going to date a unique guy because yeah. she's a unique person. And we used to always joke in college because we were both so picky. And I was telling her, I'm like, you know, it's interesting because I used to get the icks about every little thing. But when you and I started dating, I think it's because I had no expectation, because I was like, I'm not gay. Like,
set the bar low.
No, but I was telling her, I'm like, sometimes when you go in thinking you're trying to date all these different guys, you look for all those little icks.
Yeah.
But when you're going and thinking like, oh, this is just like, you know, fun. It was such a different approach. I was telling her, I'm like, it's if you can go in with an approach like not expecting
like
anything.
This is my person. This is who I'm going to date. Like, yeah. You really like set yourself up for
failure. Not saying she's doing
failure.
That, but I'm saying like that was what worked for me to be like, oh, whoa, it's almost like a friend first thing. I was saying, I'm like, maybe you're going to marry your best friend.
You never know.
Yeah,
we did.
And then I said, well, maybe you're gay.
And that is might be true too. You never know.
I was like, I wish you would be.
Yeah. I wish that for everyone.
She would have a great life.
Yeah. Two wives are better than one.
Mm-hmm. And she would appreciate
where am I
that.
Polygamous at? Is that what that is? Who does that?
Polygamous?
Who marries multiple people?
Oh,
where
so
my sister? Where are my sister wives at?
Polyamorous.
I think that's what I'm looking
no,
for.
No, that's not right.
I'm not fact checking any of this shit.
I'm not either.
Where it's my sister wife? Where my sister wives at?
Sister wives.
Where my sister wives at? I think they all got divorced.
Oh yeah.
That one family in Utah. The family in Utah. You guys know what we're talking about.
Hmm.
I think he lost all his wives because he married a younger one and they were like, we out.
I could do a whole episode on Utah.
And that will be for next week. That'll be on your next solo episode.
Yeah.
Just Utah.
I am licensed in Utah as a dietitian, if anyone cares.
Wow.
So I do have a lot of insight on people
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have clients from Utah.
I do have a lot of clients and I know what they eat and drink. A Yikes. Lot of soda, let me tell you that.
Well, obviously.
A lot of soda.
Soda pops.
And it's, you know, here's one thing about me. If you drink a soda as your first thing in the morning,
yikes,
you're fascinating to me. You're fascinating because you woke up and you
chose violence.
You did.
You literally chose violence that morning.
You chose violence like, in the morning.
Why?
It doesn't make sense in my brain.
No, for sure. Like, no.
Like,
that's the last thing I'm
craving. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not above a diet soda. Like, I love that.
Love a DC.
When I'm like going to start my period, I try not to have it all the time because there's like a lot of studies that show that causes cancer, but that's another thing. But hello, I'm not one of, you know, like I will put that in my body. My body is not always a temple. Okay.
Sometimes the temple needs Coke.
Sometimes it needs Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Diet Coke.
Yes.
But the people that wake up and they think, I'm so fucking tired.
I need a Diet Coke.
Yerm.
Like, no, I just like one thing for me is, I don't know. I want coffee as soon as I wake up.
But I like the taste of coffee.
And I do my best. I really do my best to have water before I drink coffee. That's like one thing I've been trying to be better at is like drinking more water before I drink my coffee.
Yeah, 'cause you don't drink really a lot of water.
I'm trying to be better about
Where's
it.
Where's your cup?
It's by the bed.
Oh, okay.
'Cause I was drinking it last night.
Good job.
But like soda for me is too.
Dessert.
To have that right off the rip is. It's kind of unwell.
Can you imagine waking up and saying like,
no,
Mountain Dew.
That's
do the Dew.
Hey, that's insane.
You know what would do? The Dew.
You know what I would do this morning? The Dew. I think if you're waking up and like slamming soda, we gotta talk.
We gotta talk, but I know a lot of those people.
Of course. And it's not an uncommon thing, that's for sure. Like, no. People do it.
No.
They do.
Oh, I was thinking this the other day too, because this girl was walking into one of the buildings I was working at in the morning with a huge big gulp. Was that what it's called?
Of course. Big gulps, huh?
A big gulp of soda. And I was thinking, like, wow, can you imagine, like, if I was carrying that into work in the morning, I don't know, maybe it's just me and my ego projecting, but I think I would be a little self-conscious versus carrying a Starbucks cup.
Yeah, but
is that just me?
Yeah, no, maybe. I do feel like, though, like, if you're a soda girly,
you don't care.
You don't give a shit. You're like, everybody drinks soda, which
maybe it is like a cultural thing, though. They're like, this is like they don't even think twice about it.
Sometimes I think that soda, like soda girlies, look down upon coffee girlies because they're like, oh, my big gulp was 99 cents. No, your Starbucks is $4.99.
No, it's more financially smart.
Like, fuck you. And you can just refill your big gulp.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you just reuse your cup. It's environmentally friendly.
I would put it in like my hydro flask if I was going to do that. Let me just say that.
Those are your insecurities coming out.
That is my insecurity. I've been reading a lot about ego.
It's everywhere.
It's me.
It's everywhere.
But I do never, I just want to say, I never judge my clients for that, you know.
No, you just, I feel like it's not like a judgment thing. Well, you're a dietitian, but it's like trying to help them maybe see like, that's not the best thing we could be having.
Yes, I say.
That's not, there's other things
we can have. Is there wiggle room on this? Some people are like, yes, I definitely am right. And some people are like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's your thing,
then. I'm not going to force you to change.
Yeah.
You can't lead a horse to water.
No, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, no. You can lead a horse to water for sure.
It didn't feel right. It didn't feel right.
It wasn't.
It didn't felt right. God damn it.
No, it's like as soon as the mics go on. My brain is just like floppy. I need a soda. I need a soda, but it's 11, so.
It's too early.
Still too early. I only crave soda certain times.
Yeah.
Like, I want a soda when I'm about to start my period. I want a soda when I'm extra dehydrated, like things like where I just want like those bubbles. I used to love one
after a basketball game with Chipotle.
Well, the salt.
No wonder why my bones hurt all the time.
I kept the Chipotle around SC in business. I would go there after a tough practice. Yeah, the one across the street from
you've been to
Portland State many times.
Yeah.
I used to go there after practice, and this would be my order. I would order. I'm like embarrassed, but also not at all. I wish I could still eat like this and not feel any type of way. Yeah. I used to order a big ass burrito, mm-hmm, with everything in it, double steak, mm-hmm, like beans, rice, double steak, cheese, lettuce.
Did you have digestive issues back then?
Don't even remember. Probably.
I feel like you didn't.
Probably. I don't know. I would get that. I would get a quesadilla, not a kid's quesadilla, the adult one, chips, and a giant soda.
That's like a lot.
And we would sit in the back booth. Shout out Erica, aka Balls, aka she's a head coach now, so let me not. And we would sit back there, and we'd be there for an hour.
Well, yeah, I would assume to eat through all of that, and all of that period.
I would ride my bike.
But
home.
The quesadilla and the burrito is a crazy combo. You have to admit.
I wish my
no
burrito
one gets that together.
I wish that my burrito was
a quesadilla.
Like wrapped in the quesadilla, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a free day.
Taco Bell.
Another free
Taco
idea.
Taco Bell has shit like that, don't they?
I don't know. I try not to go there.
They have like cheese wrapped around shit all the time.
Yum.
Okay, first of all, that's a lot of tortilla.
It was so good.
I'm happy for you.
I'm craving it.
I am really craving it too. I want Mexican food now.
Same. Okay. I love Mexican food. Okay, moving on. Can I talk about, wait, what do you have left?
Oh, that was all. The last part on Jared Fried I want to talk about. Did you watch the gender reveal part?
Yes.
I was fucking, I don't want to say his punchline.
Yeah, don't.
But like the gender reveal portion of his thing, because he talks about how going to a gender reveal party is fucking weird. And I fucking stand by that. That is one thing.
It is weird.
It is weird. I will say that. And I'm not judging the people that do that, but you're weird.
It is. Sorry. Just like, it
That's
is just
how I feel.
I am not a person that's like big on gender reveals because it's not for the reason where everybody's like, what if your kid decides they don't want to be that gender? Like, whatever. You are whatever. My opinion is, again, whatever you come out as is like what you have. You either have parts or you don't have parts. So like, if you want to change that later, that's up to you.
Yeah.
But like, whatever you are born as is what you're born as.
Yes, I agree. I don't think it's weird because I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that part of it is weird. I think it's weird because people like make it into like this thing of like, well, the dad probably wants a boy and the mom probably yes. wants a girl. And it's like this big thing. And it's like, feel, you know what? Feel blessed that you are just having a kid.
Right.
Like the gender, we all obviously like have our like hopes, but like it's still like a kid. Hopefully it's healthy.
Yeah.
Stop being weird.
Also too, or like when people have bad reactions to like,
I've seen a lot. It's weird.
I've seen like guys like punch things when they find out they're having a girl, and it makes me feel weird.
Of course. It's like, ew. Like it's sucks.
It's so, it makes me feel so creepy. And then it's like, okay, we're putting so much pressure on this kid and to, I don't know. It's just, I don't like it.
It's bad vibes before the baby's born.
You can have a gender reveal with your fucking spouse, okay? Or your close family. Just, and also stop crashing planes and killing people. Did you hear about that recently?
That was crazy in Mexico. He died. The pilot died.
The pilot was flying over, announcing the gender, and it crashed. And like people didn't see at first, and they were celebrating. And then the pilot died.
It was weird. Gender reveals, people just take them too far. Like,
what are you doing?
They're just taking them too far. It's too much.
Yes. Or like they're always lighting shit on fire.
I hate it. Yeah, like, no.
Anyway, but his punchline for that gender reveal party had me fucking cackling. Yeah,
you guys should watch all of the comedy specials on Netflix. They're solid right now.
Yeah.
They're solid.
Yeah, I want to say it so bad, but I'm just, I'll...
Just hold just it. Just hold it in.
I know.
Don't spoil it.
Do you want to fix that?
Sure.
Okay, 1 second, guys. We got to pause again. Okay.
So I just have one thing to bring up about my trip again, and it happened on a flight, and I need everyone's opinion on this because this was insane to me.
This is all we talk about is random shit that happens on flights.
This shit's insane, you guys. You like,
this should be a podcast just about flights.
Some people don't know how to act.
Yeah.
And I'm being dead ass. Okay, so I've been in my aisle seat era because I like to be able to stand up when the plane lands and like get my bag and put my shit in there. Yeah. Period.
Yeah, you...
I don't want... Yes, I know I just, that about you now. That's just what I want. I'm not putting my bag under my seat. I'm putting it above my head.
Yeah.
And I have to be able to get it so I can put everything away so I can just like walk off.
You've turned into one of those people that does stand up really fast.
And honestly, it's because I want to get my bag. I want to stand. I didn't stand the whole flight. Like, it's just period. Whatever. Listen. So, yeah, I am one of those people. I don't give a fuck. So, I was sitting on the aisle and we were boarding the plane. Now, I think normal protocol... procedure, if you will, is when you're sitting in a middle seat or a window seat and somebody's already sitting there and you're boarding, you say, oh, excuse me, I'm sitting in there. And then the person in the aisle seat, they say, oh, okay. They stand up, they move out of your way so you can walk into your seat. That's procedure, right?
Right.
This fucking guy, I'm sitting there and I have my headphones in like a normal human.
Yeah.
And he taps my shoulder. And he points to the window and I go, oh, okay. Before I could stand, he climbs over me. Dick in my face.
How old was he?
In his 20s.
Like younger.
I go, what the fuck? Like audibly, like I couldn't even help it. And he just like looked at me and I was like, I was gonna move for you, dude. And the lady behind him was wide-eyed. Like, nobody had ever seen that before. I wasn't the only one. And then he sits down and he was like, oh, I just thought it was easier. And I was like, it wasn't. And I was just, like, looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I can literally picture your face exactly.
What is wrong with you? You don't climb over people.
That's crazy.
You're fucking sick. That's crazy. Like, get out of my personal bubble. That's weird. Yeah. That's not procedure.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's weird.
On the way home.
No.
I'm sitting aisle again. I get my bag down. It's about to be my aisle's turn to exit the plane. I reach up to grab my rolly bag.
Yeah.
The guy who is sitting middle, what does he do, Aaron? He sneaks underneath me. Low-key pushes me out of the way to get out before. And again, I audibly go, what the fuck?
This is a different guy?
Different guy. When I reached up to get in the overhead bin,
yeah,
he ran underneath my arm. And like, I was like, oh, I go, what the fuck is going on? And I like laughed and the guy sitting across from me in the aisle was like, well, that was interesting. And it's like, you guys, we don't make these rules up. What are you doing?
It's flying.
He was sitting with the guy that was sitting in the aisle seat.
Yeah.
Like he ran off the plane before his friend too. So as I'm getting my bag down and he like bumps me and moves me out of the way so that he could run off the plane.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's fine. Maybe he has diarrhea.
Yeah.
It's not my problem. It's right. Okay. And then his friend looks at me and goes, I'm so sorry. I don't know why he did that. And I was like, it's not right.
So maybe it was just them as a pair.
It's not right.
No.
You guys are freaks. What are we doing? Every week, somebody is doing something
crazy.
Crazy on flights.
Yeah.
Somebody is doing something crazy.
And that's what we love about our society.
Yeah. Like, we're just making up rules every time we get on a plane.
Some people just don't know the laws.
The guy climbing over me with his crotch in my face, that was insane. Like, dude, come on.
I wouldn't even do that to you.
No, you, like, I have never climbed over someone.
And I was just thinking, like, maybe I've climbed over you, but like.
That's different. I was thinking, like, even on a long flight, if I'm sitting window and let's say the person. And other people have done this. Like, I've seen people climb over people who are sleeping to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I still would not do that.
I would hold it.
I would hold it. I'm not going to fuck up your nap. And I'm not going to assault you.
No.
I was like, oh.
I'll shit my pants before I climb over somebody.
I'm not going to fuck up your nap. I literally audibly said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I know it was louder than it should have been, too, because, like, I had my headphones in and they were on noise canceling. So, like, I know I maybe said it too loud, but it was just like. Did anybody else see this man just assault me?
Yeah.
And he also had the audacity to climb over me with his backpack still on.
Yeah.
Sir.
That's crazy.
At least let me get out.
Yeah.
Maybe
you want to give you a lap dance.
Well, I didn't pay or ask for one.
Well.
And I wouldn't have ick. Like, right away, ick.
That is an ick.
Don't.
If you were dating somebody and he climbed over somebody, can you imagine?
No, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
I'd be upset.
Are you okay, girly?
She doesn't look well.
No, I feel so bad for her.
Her tummy's really upset. Oh.
Okay, let's get to the write-ins.
Can't wait.
Okay, how can you tell if someone is a good friend?
I think you know if you're a good friend or like if they're a good friend.
Let's just be real.
Or
we're recording this a second time.
Oh my God, we already did. You guys, every fucking week, we.
It cut out right before the submission. We had a great answer.
We did have a great answer. And
I'm annoyed.
Of course. You know who's not a great friend? This fucking thing we use to record our podcast sometimes. Anyway, it never has our back. Not an ally.
No.
I think you know, like, if a friend is a good friend or not.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to tell. Like, for as you get older, we talked about that 5 minutes ago as well. Mm-hmm. As you get older, it's easier to tell, like, if a friend is, like, a good friend to you or not. And that doesn't mean that every friend has to be the same.
Yeah.
Not every friend is going to, like, I hate, like, using cliche sayings like this, but it's true. Like, not every friend is going to fill your cup in the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you can get different types of things from different friends. Some friends bring you deep conversation and, like, inspire you and are creative with you. Other friends are just good, like, ears they listen to really, really well. Some friends give good advice. Some friends are fun to talk shit with and gossip with. Like, mm-hmm. Some friends aren't great at communicating, but they're amazing when you see them in person. Like, mm-hmm. It really just, friends can be different, but you can't put the same weight on every single friendship.
Wow.
Now that we did it a second time, I feel better about my answer.
Yeah.
That felt good.
Wow. Yeah.
Try to up that.
I know. I'm like, I don't even know what else to add. Oh, well, I did say that I listened to this podcast. Emma Chamberlain did a whole episode on soulmates, and she was talking about how friends can be soulmates, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a different relationship with somebody that it doesn't have to be intimate or sexual, but you just really feel like this different bond with somebody.
Yeah.
And I really agree with that, too. There's certain people where it's you can't even explain how you would you would do anything for them, too.
I think, yeah. And again, like, I know that I have, like, a good amount of guy friends. Mm-hmm. And, like, Kevin isn't, like, my friend or, like, my best friend. Like, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, we were meant to, like, meet back up after high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. High school sweethearts with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're not friends. Like, it's completely different than that.
Yeah.
Like, I trust Kevin with my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would throw hands for me.
Yeah.
That's my work husband.
Yes.
It's different. Like, yeah. That's like, we were literally meant to come together to, like, work together and, like, be around each other and in each other's lives.
Yeah.
That is so much different than, like, just a friend that I have. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that. I think that that's true.
Maybe that's a good way to, it's like how you feel leaving a friend situation.
And what do you mean?
Like, do you feel uplifted? Do you feel positive? Because I've left friend situations where I'm like, that didn't feel good.
It just doesn't fill you up in the same way. And again, I hate using that stupid quote, but like, it is true. Like,
yeah.
I went to dinner with one of my teammates this week and we sat at dinner for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Just talking. And like, I could, we haven't, do whatever. We sat at dinner talking for 5 hours, like not about anything. Like it doesn't have to be a deep conversation, but like it can be anything. And I left that dinner feeling like, wow, it felt good to like learn about what's going on in their life now. It felt good that they asked about what was going on in my life. Like it's a very like just a good conversation. Like,
a conversation
that to me is a good friend, somebody that will ask you questions. Like, but her and I's friendship is 10 or 12 years deep. And so for us, I feel like it's like a little bit different, but like there are certain friends or people that like, we're not going to have a conversation like that. And that's okay. We have fun in other ways or we do other things. You know what I mean? Like you can't put the same weight on every friend to treat you the same way, because that's just not, that's not the way it works. I'm not the same friend to every single person.
But okay, don't you think it's interesting when you meet somebody new? Like say you meet somebody that you don't know at all and you get into the conversation where you're trying to get to know somebody and you get into a really deep talk.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, I haven't even shared this with some of my friends.
Yeah, I do feel
about that.
I think it's like newness though too. Like that person doesn't know a lot about you, and so it's almost like the honeymoon stage of your friendship. Yeah. Like sometimes I think like when you're friends with people for a long time, you can get stuck doing the same things, talking about the same things. You kind of just like get stuck in the same
like
patterns.
Complacent almost.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I really just don't, you can't put the same weight on people.
I like
you
that.
You just like can't do it.
I like that.
It's not how everybody, yeah, like just think about how you're different with different friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's the way it works. We don't, you can't be the same with everyone. It's impossible.
I like that. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, hold on, let me find it. Okay, we got an update.
Oh,
it's phone case girl and I'm back. ..
Here
we got matching tattoos this week. .. Help.
She's gay, right?
Should I read it again?
She was
the other one.
She's a lesbian though, right?
We don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
well,
I thought so.
Unless like, yeah, because they mentioned U-Haul. This is the first one they wrote in. This girl and I just met a few weeks ago, bought us matching phone cases. Is it too early to book a U-Haul? And then now they have matching tattoos.
Don't even, yeah, like it's done.
Damn.
What's done is done. That's commitment.
Yeah.
I also feel like sometimes, like there are people who just get tattoos and are like, you know what I mean? Like for them, that can be like a time in their life, or like it can have meaning for other things. Like it would be really hard for me to get a tattoo with someone and not think about that every single time I fucking looked at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what, you know, if it worked out, didn't work out, like.
But you know how it's kind of what we were just talking about. Sometimes you meet somebody and you feel like an instant closeness to them.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately, where you meet someone and you feel this different kind of connection versus if you've met somebody like our neighbors, for example. Mm-hmm. We see them all the time and it's like we know them, we're friends with them, but it's like that's all, like we wouldn't talk more.
Yeah, like we're not having a deep conversation with them, for sure.
Or even like maybe certain people you work with or something. But for other people, it's like, why are we drawn more to other people?
Yeah.
So maybe this person there, you guys are just drawn together.
Good for you.
Like, what was the tattoo?
Well, yeah. Like what a inconspicuous email.
What was the tattoo?
Write in again. Period.
Write in again.
Write in again and send a picture of the tattoo.
Tattoos. Let's guess what it is. What do you think?
Okay. Too girly. A U-Haul. If you guys got U-Haul tattoos, send in the photo.
Wait, that's actually
funny as fuck. I'm getting one. Just on my back, a U-Haul truck.
Ew, on your back.
With your name. I don't know. What do you think it is?
Butterflies.
That is in right now.
I think it's butterflies.
Okay, you think it's butterflies. I think it's like something that connected them, like on their first date or something, like boba tea.
Totally. That was so true.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what it is.
And their little bobas have eyeballs.
Oh my god, cute. It's actually cute. I'm into that. I'm kind of into that.
Okay, I haven't drank in 10 months.
Mazel.
Mazel.
Congrats.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah, good for you.
Well, or was it just...
Yeah, I don't know. Good for you, though. Everybody says that when they don't drink, they feel clear. Good for them.
No, I know. That's great.
Me, I love a cocktail.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, you know, I think so many people, though, when I hear about them going sober, I'm always like, that's so... Not that this person's saying they're going sober, or maybe they are sober, but it's... I'm always curious on the reason why people choose not to drink. Not that I'm judging either way. I'm just like, oh, tell me why you make it. Same that when people, like, I have clients that are vegan or vegetarian. I'm like, oh, what's your reasoning? Just because
I just want to know.
Same with, like, not drinking. Like, oh, is there a reason why?
Yeah.
For some people, you know, I've heard, like, no, not at all. Or yeah, I have alcoholics in my family, or I don't like how it makes me feel, or I don't feel like I need it. It's like,
I feel that.
It's always an interesting reason.
I feel that. I don't like how I feel when I drink.
No.
Like, it's wake up, you feel groggy, you feel slower. As we get older, I could have 2 cocktails and be hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Good for you.
I know. I'm proud of you.
Way to have some scroops.
Love that for you. Okay, let's get into our toxic traits. We'll save more for next week. Because I got to go to work.
Oh, look who has to go to work now.
I know. Let's
look
go.
Look who has a job.
I know. Let's go into our toxic.
Our tea. Traits. Not our traits. Our tea.
Okay, our tea.
Okay, I have tea. I want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Do you think Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating? I just saw this other thing pop up that said if you don't know who Travis Kelce is, turn on the TV. He plays.
Did he win the NFL? I mean,
he won the whole NFL. It's insane. It's a new award. It's a new award that came out.
That's not what I meant.
He won the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes. I think they've won 2. He plays for Kansas City. He's also just like, I think he's just like a popular guy right now. Like, him and his brother have a cute podcast that's out. It's pretty funny.
Was that an ick for me?
Sometimes when you talk about football, it's an ick, but
why? I don't talk about football that much.
Because I just feel like the knowledge isn't there.
I don't act like it is.
That's fine. You just said won the whole NFL.
No, I didn't mean that, though.
But I also, that doesn't bother me. Like,
what do I say about the NFL that bothers you?
Absolutely nothing. We don't talk about it.
When the fuck do we
I just like tell you things and you appease me by listening. You don't give a shit. And that's love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Travis Kelce plays for Kansas City. I'm going to say he's a tight end. Don't come for me if he's not. I don't care.
I don't know what position that is.
I don't care. That's the position that Kelce's husband plays. They're usually big. They're usually strong. They can catch.
I don't even know if it's offense or defense.
I am crying. Offense.
Is that like a dumb question?
No. It
sounds like defense, to be honest.
A tight end?
Yeah.
I don't even... Honestly, football positions are dumb.
Yeah, like, okay. It's giving defense.
Well, he doesn't. He plays offense.
He plays offense?
He plays offense.
Kelce's husband?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Go Giants. They're having a rough start. Like, but they catch. He can catch. He can run. He can block. They're usually, like, huge, too.
I would never want to be on offense and not get the ball.
Yeah.
But obviously I would be a quarterback.
It's QB1. Mm-hmm. QB1. He plays tight end. He plays for Kansas City. There's been rumors going around because I don't know if you remember a couple months ago, he was like, he said this on his podcast. His brother was asking how the Taylor Swift concert was. And he's like, oh, I went to the Taylor Swift concert and I wanted to give her a bracelet with my number on it. But she said no. Or like she said she doesn't talk after the concert. And his brother was like, your jersey number. And he was like, my telephone number.
Yeah.
And so like all these things started spreading. Well, now there's like, people are really trying to say that they're dating. During their game the other day, the NFL announcer made like a Taylor Swift like pun after he caught the ball. What's like a breakaway? Like he was like, oh, he found the space or he found the gap.
Oh, the blank space?
He found the blank space in the defense. That was said on national television about Travis Kelce catching a touchdown.
But why?
Because everybody is convinced that they're dating. And so he was like, oh, look at that. Kelce found the blank space in the defense. And it was like, that was a Taylor reference.
No,
what's going on?
I don't think they're dating.
She was also spotted in New York this week wearing... I love how deep people get into this shit, too. Especially
I
with
love
Taylor.
This shit.
Especially
I love
with
this
Taylor.
Shit.
It's like my two worlds colliding.
Because she likes it, too.
Of course. Like, that's why I'm like, okay, so this thing I saw this morning, she was walking around New York with a new necklace on that was opal-shaped, and the stone in it was his birthstone. Who the fuck thought to look that up?
People are not okay.
The people working for Page 6, y'all are insane. You guys are insane.
Analyzing any little thing.
I love it.
But, like, she does drop hints.
I love it.
Okay. I still think no.
I like kind of think they are.
You do?
I do. Like, why
they
not?
Be cute together.
Why not? Taylor doesn't really date like
athletes. She should date an athlete. Fuck it.
She doesn't really date athletes, especially like Travis Kelce is like.
They'd be cute together.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy. He has a mustache right now, and that's okay. He is annoying. He's like the football player that everybody, the stereotypical football player.
Yeah.
I think that they'd be cute together though.
I just think she'd get annoyed of him.
But maybe he's different.
Maybe he's different. Maybe he's different. Maybe she needs to date a different kind
of guy. Uncle Travi is what his little nieces and nephews call it. Like, I think.
Yeah.
He might be sweet.
I like the brother, the other brother.
Of course. He just had a special come out, I think, on Prime.
A special?
Like special about his life and his family.
We should watch it.
His wife is so cute. She's so sweet.
Okay.
The way that she looks at him, I die.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. So I was talking to my dad. I said, Dad, did you watch the show The Quarterback, you know, on Netflix? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, Mom won't let me watch it. Because she doesn't want to watch it. And I was like, no, Mom, like, I probably wouldn't have watched
it. It's not just about football.
But I told him, I was like, it's so interesting because it's behind the scenes. And that's when I texted you. I was like, can you send you making it? And my dad was dying.
Yeah.
I said, Ashley, can you text me you doing an impression of Patrick Mahomes?
Chiefs Kingdom. Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Oh, gosh. Mahomes.
Yeah. Ick. I think I said Mahomes.
Ick. He's only the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Ick.
Then my dad started telling me all about his season and stuff. I'm like,
you don't just.
Oh, he was saying he. No, I actually remember I watched the highlights with them. He was throwing all these good passes and his players were dropping them.
Yeah, the first week of their season was tough.
And he was pissed.
Yeah, it was tough. It was like one of his worst games and they lost and they weren't supposed to lose.
But it wasn't his
nobody could catch.
Worst game.
No, no, no. Well, those drop passes are incompletions on him too.
But that's not his fault. Catch the ball.
Totally.
He threw the right pass, right?
Yeah, but like that's not how the stat... Like as a point guard, if you throw it to your post and it hits her in the hands and it goes through him, you still get a turnover. You know what I mean?
It's annoying.
It's fucking whack.
Well, no, I don't think they're dating.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
So let us know what you guys think.
Okay, I've been wanting to talk about this fucking Roman Empire thing.
Oh my God.
So if you guys don't know, I've been on TikTok a little bit more because I'm trying to just like work less and I'm in my self-care era. And have a little work-life balance, but really I just find that I just watch more TV and watch some TikTok, so I don't think it's fucking useful at all.
Yeah.
So on TikTok, there's this trend and if there's girls listening, they should do this to their boyfriend or husband. All these people filming and the guys don't know they're being filmed and they say, hey, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And the guys all say like once a week, once a day, like
3 times a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody says
every guy
think
without
about it.
Hesitation.
Yeah. They're always like weird question, but often.
And the girls, like, now on TikTok, everyone's trying to find, like, okay, what's the equivalent for the girls, what they think about?
Yeah.
And I don't really know. I still don't know what the girl equivalent would be.
I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they said the Titanic, and I do think that that could be a pretty good equivalent.
Yeah.
I think about the Titanic often, myself.
Yeah.
It's a great film, plus it's a world wonder. Like, it's insane that shit sunk. But I'm not, like... I would say once a month I think about the Titanic. Because anytime I think about the ocean, I'm thinking about that boat.
Mm.
The submersible also brought it back into relevancy, you know?
I think about the pyramids a lot. I think either aliens for me. I think about those two a lot.
Man, those are two good choices too.
But the point of the Roman Empire, which is interesting, and this podcast, I mean, the podcast, our other favorite podcast, was breaking it down about what the Roman Empire
what that society did, or what we gained from it, or copied, or whatever. It's like everything.
Roads, newspapers, C-sections.
Architecture.
All these random things. And then I listened to this other point of view because like, I was like, oh yeah, guys think about it because they need to be like dominate or they want to conquer things, so that's why they think about it. And I was like, is that the reason why they think about it?
I think that thinking and trying to dissect why men think about what they think about,
but it's just interesting that all guys think about it.
Yeah. I don't ever even remember learning about the Roman Empire.
I know.
So I don't like I you asked me yesterday. And I
texted
like,
Ashley. I was like, do you know this Roman Empire trend?
And I said, the only time I think about the Roman Empire is when I'm standing in the Colosseum in Rome.
And then you sent a picture.
And I sent a photo of me standing in there. And that's really the only time I think about it.
Yeah. But you did go to USC.
Well, yeah. I thought about it this past weekend when I was walking by Tommy Trojan.
Yeah.
What's up?
The only time I really thought about it was when we did go in the Colosseum.
It was insane.
And I was like, I need to know everything about the Roman Empire.
And we still didn't.
And I still didn't.
We still didn't look up a single thing
about it.
I said,
we should watch some like shows.
Yeah, we did.
A documentary.
And we didn't. It is an insane topic. I just don't ever remember learning about it. Not one day of my life.
I feel like now.
I'm going to ask Kevin today.
Oh, ask Kevin. I'm going to ask Kevin. And film him.
I'm going to ask Willie too, because he's going to be like, what?
I bet Kevin will say yes and Willie will say no.
I'm going to say the opposite.
Oh, really?
Just for fun.
Okay.
Just for funsies.
Film them. Okay. And yeah, write us in and ask your husbands.
Please do.
Or boyfriends. Or yeah. Just a random guy.
I think it's pretty funny to see like most men think about the Roman Empire.
I know. I'm going to start asking random guys.
It's so weird.
Anyway, that's crazy trend's been in my mind.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. What's your toxic trait?
My toxic trait is that I eat late at night sometimes.
Because of that Jared Fried
special? It made me think about it. Now, I'm not like... Okay, I try to like give myself some grace. Yeah. I get off late most nights, and when I get home, like I want food. Mm-hmm. I just worked for however many hours, like I want to eat. But it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
I shouldn't be smacking out a fucking salmon and rice bowl.
Yeah,
it's 11. What are you doing? But like, I do it.
Yeah,
I wake up. I usually don't eat. Like, it's 11:30 now in the morning. I ate it like 11 o'clock last night. So I do like try to fast for at least 12 hours, like make up for it.
Yeah.
But like, I love a late night snack.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't always need it.
Uh-huh.
But I want it.
Yeah.
And I get it.
I'm happy for you.
I mean, that's my toxic trait. It shouldn't be happening, but it does.
I guess I'm not happy for you.
Yeah, you're not. I know you're not. You'll be like, are you sure?
Yeah, because I say, can we go to bed? And then you're like eating right up to that. And I'm like,
well, cause I just got home 5 minutes before that. And you're like, well, can we go to bed now? And I'm like, I'm literally eating dinner.
I know. It's okay.
Your toxic trait is trying to force me to go to bed without eating. Trying to send me to bed without dinner.
No
trauma.
No, that is kind of like one of my toxic traits.
Yeah. You'll be like, I don't know if like, let's just go to bed instead. And I'm like, you've been at home for 4 hours now. You had all the time in the world to eat. Give me 10 fucking minutes.
No, I don't say that you shouldn't eat. I just try to get you to go to bed with me.
Yeah, she'll be like, I can't sleep without you. Yeah. Which is facts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love eating when I get home at night, period.
Okay, well, my toxic trait is when you're gone, I'm fine. Like, I'm independent. I have my own friends. I have my own life. Like, it's like, I thrive on my own.
Yeah.
I really like actually being alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're home, I want to hang out. Like, yesterday.
She's needy, almost.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm like, yesterday, because we hadn't seen each other, I was like, we have to hang out all day. Like, you cannot go to work.
I was like, I'm going to work.
No, I was like, you were leaving for work later in the day.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like winding down.
Yeah.
And I said,
her work day was ending.
I said, no, the way that you can't go to work. Like,
I was like, I'm going. I've been home all day.
Versus we didn't even really talk all weekend because we were both busy.
Just doing things.
But when you're home, I'm like, what are you doing?
We're like borderline bad influences when we're home together.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, our baby's crying.
Oh, I know.
She might need to go out again.
You okay, girly?
Okay. Yeah, we're just like bad influences on each other, low key.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather go hang out. Yeah. Of course.
I know.
But.
I know.
It just doesn't work like that sometimes.
I know. So.
Yeah, that is true. But if you weren't doing that and like begging me to stay home, I'd be like, she's mad at me.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
You act like you get annoyed, but then I'm like, you like it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It feels like, where good. Are you going? What are you doing?
Feels good to be wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels good.
Yeah. Okay, well, write us on toxicpodcast@gmail.com.
Or go to our links in our bios if you want it to be
anonymous.
I almost said unanimous. Dude.
Yeah, we'll read more next week.
Yeah.
And we love updates, too.
We love updates. If you write in. I need to know what the tattoos were.
Yes.
Don't hold back. If it was boba tea, I'll fucking lose it.
I need to update
every week. Or if it was a U-Haul truck, I'll lose it.
Every week of the next step you've progressed.
We need to know.
I'm sure they did some shit this week.
Can't wait to find out what it is.
What do you think they did? They got matching tattoos. God, they're probably going to go on a trip.
I bet they buy an animal together.
Oh, that's a lesbian thing too.
We bought a dog.
Yeah. They're either going on a trip or buying a dog.
Or a cat, just an animal. You know, I almost said sloth, but I meant ferret.
A fucking ferret.
Or a kangaroo or with a fupa.
Capybara.
Erin?
Capybara.
Erin? I want a capybara so bad.
There's babies at the San Diego
Zoo. I know. I didn't have time to go to San Diego this weekend. I would have driven down
Should we go to San Diego like...
Now? Gotta go. We gotta go buy our flights.
I wonder if we could do a fall trip.
We'll find out.
Even though I just said I'm...
Need she to- said, I need to sit in and watch TV.
Oh my God, I'm so toxic.
See you guys in San Diego.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you guys. Have a good week. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Bye.